You value your constitutional freedoms and liberties in all their forms. Like your Second Amendment rights, did you know the Constitution protects gold and silver as well? That's because financial freedom only is possible if you can actually conduct business with a trusted medium of exchange. For over 45 years, McIlvaney ICA has helped investors take a strategic approach to portfolio design, maximizing and safeguarding your assets, even during a financial crisis. What sets us apart is we advise you. Your precious metals portfolio is managed to help you achieve your financial goals through delivery, storage, or retirement accounts. To receive our free summary on safeguarding your financial freedom with physical precious metals, even if you already own them, call us at 800-525-9556, or you can receive this free report online by going to ICA.gold. That's ICA.gold, or call us at 800-525-9556.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Sitting in the studio here, in the Crossbreed Holster Studios right now with you, just kind of digging the intro music, getting ready to have an awful lot of fun, because this, you've been listening to the program for nearly a decade now. You know that my third hour, when the program first came out of the box years ago, we used to call it the roundtable. Just a good old-fashioned roundtable, and I'd bring in three or four guests, and we'd go around the table, and I'd kind of lead the conversation, talk about the topics, and we'd get insight from everyone. It was an awful lot of fun. And over the years, that morphed into a bunch of other different things. And the third hour of the program has really become a, well, let's let your hair down, put away the notes. Here we go. Here's the notepad. All right. I'm going to put it over here to the left, and I'm going to set it over there by my phone. And I've got just the table in front of me now and a couple monitors. Got to have that stuff up. Got to know what's going on and that you're getting everything you're supposed to be getting and all that fun stuff. And that's what we're going to do in this hour with my upcoming guest, who I will go to in just a moment. I know she's sitting here waiting to get on, and I can't wait to bring her to you because she's a tremendous amount of fun. But there's something I want to lead into here, okay? In the last hour of the ninth anniversary, by the way. Thank you. Just been having an awful lot of fun. Something I want to lead into here with my guest, who is going to be Stacy on the right, Stacy Washington. She's amazing. We'll go there in just a second. But I talked with A.W.R. Hawkins about coolers, Yeti coolers, right? What do coolers have to do with guns? Who'd ever thunk that a choice of cooler would have anything to do with your gun rights or vice versa? Did you see, you know, follow me here, walk with me here. There's method to my madness. Did you happen to see the White House Correspondents' Dinner yesterday? I didn't. I wouldn't waste my time. No, I've read every bit of it. I've seen the 19-minute and 34-second video of what is probably the most degrading, humiliating, unfunny, vulgar, despicable excuse for comedy at a correspondence dinner I have ever seen. This wasn't even worthy of a Comedy Central roast of Pamela Anderson. They might as well have just put what's-his-name, Andy Dick, up there and let him go to town, because that's what it was like. What does that have to do with guns? It has everything to do with guns. Yeah, walk with me here. You know I'm going to tie it back. You know I can, and I'm going to. Because that's the ideology, the hateful ideology, which was on full display yesterday, that hates your freedoms. They hate your right to free speech. If you're a conservative, they absolutely despise your right to bear arms. And if you watched it, if you could sit through it, you probably could not. That's what you witnessed. Those are the very people who also hate your gun rights. Those are the very people, that's the ideology of the folks that absolutely hate your right to bear arms. That's what they think about you. What you saw on display yesterday is exactly what they think about you. This is all tied together. So let's start the conversation with no notes and no prep. I know we can carry an hour just winging it together. Stacy on the right, Stacy Washington up in St. Louis. How you doing, Stacy?
Happy anniversary to you.
Thanks. Are you going to sing me a song or something?
No singing, but I will say that you're one of my faves, and it's always fantastic to see friends soaring and doing well, and it's so fun for you. Like 9 years, you're like, what does this make? Like, this is like a medical degree in radio. Yeah.
It kind of is, right? With a couple of years of residency in there somewhere, right?
Yeah. So your PhD in radio, plus you've been you've graduated past poking people with needles. You're into the cutting. You're doing
Yeah, I guess we can say that, right? Let me tell my audience really quickly about you. I want you to know who you're talking with here, Stacy on the right. I'm going to give solid plugs. But Stacy's the host of nationally syndicated Stacy on the Right program. You probably know that. She's been a guest on the show a number of times before. But she's broadcast on the Urban Family Talk and American Family Radio weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Central out of St. Louis, Missouri. Stacy's the chairwoman of the Project 21 National Advisory Council on the National Center for Public Policy Research. She's an Emmy-nominated TV personality, an Air Force vet, and a regular fill-in host, I should say, for the Will Cow Majority, the Bill Plant Show, and the Larry O'Connor Show. You've guest-hosted for Cam and Company, the Will Cow Majority, Mornings on the Mall on WMAL, the Almond in the Morning Show, the Mark Cox Show, and the Dana Show, which is huge. And by the way, we got big props on Twitter from Dana and Chris congratulating us on 9 years just about an hour ago, which was great. But
so
you appear regularly on the Sam Malone Show, the Will Cow Majority, Cam and Company, NRA News, Bill Cunningham, the Bill Martinez, and you're there. You've also been on Fox News, Fox Business, CNN, The Blaze, PBS, RT TV, Al Jazeera, HuffPost Live, and a host of network TV stations. You are the real deal, and I'm glad to have you here.
Thanks, Mark. I can't believe you went through that whole rigmarole there, but what I'm excited about is that you've got one of those nostalgic moments, but it's also a really heavy news weekend. Like, there's a lot going on. So I think it's super fun that you're doing the big third hour. I get to hang out. But it's also fun because it shows that hard work pays off and that highly thought of, you know, really hard work. You put a lot of effort into your program and talent, that these things all work together. And so, you know, if you're out there and you're thinking, oh, I've been drudging away at this, keep on keeping on, never give up, keep working at it, and it'll grow and you'll get to have some similar success to Mark, who we're racing to catch up with you, dude. Come on.
Now tell me something. I love the kind words. Tell me something. Stacy on the Right Show, you're booming with affiliates now. How many stations are you running on up there in St. Louis now on Urban Family and American Family?
Okay, I have 71, but 71. I have one in St. Louis. So my show is not yet 2 years old for the Monday through Friday. So it's pretty good for a year and a half in 71 affiliates. Not bad, but I would love to have an affiliate in St. Louis. And I believe that in St. Louis, you're on 1380 AM, The Answer,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. You're listening on 1380.
That's right. You guys over there, you got to think about adding me to your lineup. Yeah.
Come on, let's get Stacy going, 1380. Make some phone calls over there. Oh, I'm going to get an audit email about that. Let's do it. Yes, let's do it. Let's start a petition, right? All right, Stacy. The White House correspondence, and you're right, it has been a heavy news weekend. We're going to go in a lot of different directions together today, and we'll just kind of let the conversation go where it goes, as if we were sitting together like we were at SHOT Show just talking about fun stuff. I think listeners will benefit. The White House correspondence dinner was the most disgusting, disgraceful, despicable. I can't even play it on my show. I can't play the audio.
It was really bad. And I'm saying that as someone who, you know, a lot of the shows like the Oscars and things like that, I've kind of unplugged from them because I used to watch for the fashion and for the jokes. You know, actors are notorious for being very funny at these award ceremonies. And since they've turned them all into political rants and statements for the social justice warriors, it's just not been as much fun to listen to. And so the White House Correspondents' Dinner is one where I'm used to the biting humor and I'm used to whoever is sitting in the Oval Office being thoroughly roasted at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. But these people are angry that President Trump won't be with them, that he's hosting his own independent rally somewhere else across the country with a bunch of people that they think are beneath their contempt. You know, regular Americans, hardworking people, that the forgotten man, that whole bunch. And so instead, you've got Kellyanne Conway and Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who I met both of them at the last White House media row that I was able to attend, which was back in February. And they just couldn't be two nicer ladies. You know, we women have a radar for other women who aren't women's women. We can always tell. It doesn't take but a minute for you to tell that this isn't somebody that, you know, she's not your lunch buddy. She's not a real friend. And these women are not those women. These are moms and hardworking career chicks who have accomplishments under their belts. And more than anything, they're genuine and they're really kind and they're classy. And so for them to attend at the behest of their boss, the President of the United States, they felt like they were providing someone from the Trump administration. And instead, you've got Sarah Huckabee Sanders up there. She's sitting on the dais, you know, and everyone can see her. And this comedian takes off into her like she's President Trump. And I understand that the left has a bone to pick with President Trump, but there is still something called decorum, and there's still something called decency. And that was not on display. It was just, but that's why they brought her in. Make no mistake about it, Mark, they didn't bring her in to serenade someone from the Trump administration. They brought her in as a hit woman. And the reason I say that is because she said that Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a white Uncle Tom.
Oh, good. Oh, stop there. Oh, no, no. Oh, I'm so glad you went there, because I'm glad we're going there. When we come back from the break, I want to lead into that. And I want to get specific. As a black conservative woman yourself, watching this comedian rip by design into her like that, I've got to get your perspective on that, the whole broader picture. Back with Stacey on the right after this. This is great stuff. Don't go away.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Okay, gun lover, your time is almost up. How'd you like to hit the range tomorrow with that brand new gun, huh? Because the USCCA wants to give you a free gun right now. But this is your absolute last chance to win. They're giving away a different gun every single day this month, but it all ends Monday. So you're almost out of time. You have to hurry. You have to hurry. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to get entered right now. And it's not just one gun. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun each day. It could be a Kimber. It could be a Glock. Maybe a Springfield. But they're all gone Monday. All you have to do is go to armedandresponsible.com to reveal which gun you could take home today. But remember, there's not a lot of time. The gun of the day always disappears at midnight. And it all ends on Monday. So don't miss out. The clock is ticking. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to get entered to win your free gun right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. The USCCA is giving away guns. We want you to get one. Visit armedandresponsible.com.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hey, it's Mark. You know, I'm a firm believer in fate. You know that about me, right? Things happen for a reason. I believe that. Back to that in a sec. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the root causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, was a recent guest on this show talking about freedom. Mike found out I'm a 2-year customer of his and has offered you a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and their machine washable and dryable. To get 50% discount off of a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special or call 800-544-8939 and use promo code AAR to get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. 800-544-8939 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR. Now you can sleep tight.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
You know, when you know you've arrived when you're voicing a MyPillow spot, okay? That's serious business right there. Mike Lindell has been huge for the program, and you are killing it over there with the sponsorship numbers. That AAR promo code is important because, you know, Mike's under a lot of pressure from a lot of very angry teenage kids who know not what they do when it comes to your right. They don't have any idea of the historical context. You've got a very angry group. We're going to tie all this together with Stacey Washington. We're talking about the you know, beneath contempt with the, I won't even name her name, with the so-called comedian, the hit person brought in at the White House Correspondents' Dinner to skewer essentially you, not just Sarah Huckabee and not just Kellyanne Conway or President Trump. You. That's who they represent. That's where their hatred is coming from. And our advertisers, a lot of them are under tremendous pressure, and they've put their foot down and they said no. And that promo code AAR at MyPillow is huge. So make sure to use it. Take the 50% off, and some of that comes to us to help us to continue to grow the program. Up pushing 250 radio stations or something crazy like that. I've lost count. Also, the fun part too, armedandresponsible.com. That promotion ends for that gun giveaway ends on Monday. So make sure to go over there. USCCA wants to make sure you get a free gun. I'm going to send you to the range with a new gun. There's nothing wrong with that. It's free. It's kind of a no-brainer. Head over there, armedandresponsible.com, and make sure to check out all of our fine sponsors. You can find them all at armedamericanradio.com. Stacey Washington, Stacey on the right, welcome back. Let's get back into this. I'm glad you went there with that because I wanted to kind of segue into that part of the conversation. When I heard that, I cringed, and I'm talking about the comedian calling Sarah Huckabee, or not knowing what to call her was the exact word she said. I don't know what to call you, Uncle Tom. I cringed when I heard that, and I thought, oh, man, if anybody
well,
in that room
left. Cousin Sanders first, which is another really horrible insult about Southerners marrying their cousins. I mean, it was just one vulgarity after the next. And I'm like you. I didn't watch it live. I caught the relevant portions, and I've listened to them on a number of different, like, you know how you can get these different clips from different news organizations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I've listened to it enough to know that it's not taken out of context, and she's not even denying the disgusting nature of her commentary. So what do we do? I mean, what can we do? Well, Sarah Huckabee Sanders made an amazing, I mean, it was amazing. Watching it, you just can feel all of the hair on your arms stand up. You can feel your blood get hot. You're thinking, what's happening right now? Like, this happened to her, and mm-hmm. they just let it happen. Instead of the audience booing, instead of some liberal SJW feminist standing up and saying, we're not going to take that, you know, that's enough. Everybody just sat there, and she withstood the onslaught. She didn't get up and leave. Matt Schlapp and his wife, Mercedes, they both stood up and left. And I thought that was valiant on their part, but it was just, it was a bloodbath. And I'm saying that as someone, I've laughed at some of the most brutal jokes at the roast that they used to do in Hollywood. I don't know if they still mm-hmm. do that one, when they would let, you know, a little audio or video of that out. And I would listen to it and think, wow, those are some rough jokes, but they're funny. But jokes about other people, done in a roasting fashion are only funny if you don't hate that person. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if you hate someone.
Well, sure. You're talking about a Comedy Central, right? Let's go to a Comedy Central roast of Pamela Anderson.
Exactly.
When her ex-husband, who loves her, is up there giving and skewering her, that's okay, and it's funny as part of the deal. And
it's
you laugh with that in the audience.
They like each other. So if there's camaraderie there, or even respect, then it can be the most cutting, biting jokes, but they're funny. But if you actually hate the person and you try that, it comes off the way this woman's jokes came off, and she doesn't have room to talk. And I'm not a feminist, and I'm not a social justice warrior, and I don't care about political correctness. That woman looks like she's related to Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Oh,
and
that's
you
and me.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say before the break, she looks just like her. There's this bizarre resemblance to her
and there's
a photograph up on Fox News. It's really funny you said that. It looks like we're clicking on the same. We're on the same clock today. That's good. Because, I was thinking the exact same thing prior to the break. I looked at I got to mention that when we come back. She looks bizarrely like her.
And then the same kind of like facial expression where there's something horrible just waiting to come out. So, you know, in the end, so nothing can take down a virtuous woman. And that is what Hollywood hates the most. They'd rather have all of the women who have accused Bill Cosby, all the women who've accused anyone, all of the Me Too movement women that some of whom made bad choices, some of whom have these things in their past because they did things that don't make sense to normal women, and place themselves in situations where they experience these things.
Mm-hmm.
And God love them because they're victims, but good grief, how many times do you have to go someplace to someone's hotel room at 11 o'clock at night before you understand that's not a business meeting? So you've got all of these women, and they look at someone like Sarah Huckabee Sanders, married, you know, with three beautiful little munchkins, and her dad was a governor, and he's an upstanding Christian man, never accused of any of these, you know, kind of problems that they have so rampant in Hollywood. And they look at her and they see her, you know, standing up for the president of the United States, someone they hate, and they can't take her down on anything except they don't like her looks. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders, if she were a liberal, she'd be a star in Hollywood. She would, because she has the face, an interesting face. She's beautiful. She has an amazing personality. She's fast on her feet. She's funny. She would be in Hollywood acting and working her buns off and making millions of dollars. But because she's on the right and she works for the president, they have to try to tear her down. So I don't buy any of it because, have we opened our eyes lately and seen some of the women who are working in Hollywood who are liberals who they couldn't – I'm not going to insult them. These are not the cream of the crop for looks or for thinness, and these women have jobs in Hollywood. So it's really not that they dislike the way Sarah looks. It's that they want to attack her on that because they feel like that's where she's vulnerable and they want to hurt her feelings. But you can't hurt the feelings of a virtuous woman and hold her down with it. Sure, I believe those attacks were very hurtful to Sarah, but they can't hold her down with those attacks because she's virtuous and they can't stand that.
I think what you're going to see happen, and I hope I'm right in this regard. Boy, you just gave us a whole enough meat to go for the rest of the hour. And I hope I'm right, but I hope we don't hear anything from Sarah Sanders about this. I hope we don't hear anything from Kellyanne Conway. I learned a long time ago when I got into a Twitter spat with somebody a few years ago. Hey, Mark, stop. We'll handle this for you. And she's, in other words, I don't have to respond. Her supporters are going to respond for her and take
They've
care of this mess.
They've already got a trending on Twitter. They've got a hashtag,
yeah.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I hope you're right, too. Not so much because she couldn't acquit herself. We all know she's witty and sharp. But because she was attacked publicly and without warning, no one told her, you're going to be the subject of the roast tonight. You're going to be the subject of the jokes tonight.
Right.
And it's clear that the attacks that were leveled at her, that they were done in a mean-spirited way. And so,
we're gonna take a break right here, Stacey. It's going to drive people to the polls, just like every time some of the Parkland kids open their mouth, the NRA's fundraising numbers go through the roof. I think there's a lot of karma coming here. There's going to be some backfiring and a lot of backlash.
from flyover country that the media is not going to, they're not going to tell you about. It's going to shock them again. Oh, my gosh, Trump got reelected. We're going to wait and see what happens in 2018. More with Stacey on the right when we come back. The rest of the half hour is going to be just like this. Don't go away. Really fun stuff. Armed American Radio's 9th anniversary continues right after this. Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I want to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAOnAir.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. Go there. That's USCCAOnAir.com. And I'll see you on the radio.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway, sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com.
Welcome back to this segment of Armed American Radio, brought to you by Block Safety.
And we are back. Armed American Radio, the monster broadcast, continues today into our 10th year now. Oh, you should see some of the, you know, I'm not even going to bother going there right now. I got too much stuff to talk about with Stacey. But I go and I read some of this Twitter stuff. Let me go back. Stacey, I say you got to go back and read some of the stuff. We're talking about Sarah Huckabee and the hate. I want to get a little bit more into this hate with you here, because Fox News highlighted a tweet from somebody, Mayday Mindy. So I clicked on it and I went over there. Her tweet was, best moment of the night, with an applause, little hand icon. Sarah Huckabee Sanders - Aunt Lydia. Thank you, Michelle Wolf, WHCD, Sarah Huckabee, Pig and Girls, Handsmaids on Hulu, Me Too, # The Resistance. These are hate-filled people. Hate-filled people. I mean, I don't know how they go through their day. They've got to be on anxiety meds with Trump being in the White House. But these are the same people. I made the correlation in the opening segment that these are the same people that hate our right to bear arms. These are the same people that hate Trump in office. These are the same people that basically hate every one of our freedoms and our right to speak freely and want to shut us down on campuses. How do we get out of this, Stacey, or can we, in a day and age of this type of hatred that can be spilled anywhere on the internet?
Well, it's vigilance, because if you want to understand where the left will have us end up, you need only look across the pond at Great Britain. You saw how the little boy, Alfie, was starved to death by Aldred Hay Hospital. Now, the reason that this story is so important and the reason why conservatives are talking about it nonstop and the left is saying nothing is because the first thing they did with the people of Great Britain is they disarmed them. Then they gave them single-payer health care. And now they have the right through the courts to say, these parents want to take this kid out of the hospital, but we know what's better for him, so we want custody of him. They take custody of the child, and then they refuse to treat him. I've been reading about this, and I've seen how this family literally had this child at one of the worst hospitals in Great Britain, and all the hospital couldn't diagnose him. They couldn't figure out what was wrong with the little boy. They just knew his brain was shrinking. So instead of allowing him to be taken out of the hospital and seen somewhere else, especially in Italy or some other country, they don't want the embarrassment of having yet another child they say needs to die, will die, isn't worth saving, living. And they've had a couple of children who've been removed from the hospital. One of them, the parents kidnapped the little boy, took him outside of the country, and he's still alive today. He literally was not dying. And remember, when they took this child off life support earlier last week, middle of last week, they took him off life support. He was breathing on his own. The kid needed better medical care. He didn't need to be at Alder Hay. So the reason why the story is so important is because if you're an American and you believe in the right to bear arms, or you're a gun owner, or maybe you have family members who own guns, but you're not one yourself, but you support the Second Amendment, you're public enemy number one, because Second Amendment rights protect all of the other ones. Not only do they prevent the government from saying, we're going to arrest you because you don't like, you know, single-payer health care, you don't like Obamacare, or we're going to arrest you because we don't like your radio show, it also prevents the government from forcibly taking your children and starving them to death like they did with this kid last week in Great Britain. And so there's a reason why they're freezing targets like Ronnie Johnson, the doctor who, you know, he's the White House physician. He was going to take over the VA.
Right.
They vilified him with lies.
Right.
There's a reason why they're doing these things. And the reason is they need to destroy people. They need to set precedents so that the destruction of people can be a predicate for moving on to their next goal. And the gun control debate, the fact that we're going into the midterm and they have the actual stones to call for gun control just shows you how unhinged they are. So the answer is vigilance. And you talked about faith and in the break there. You got to be praying for our country, but you also have to recognize the enemy. And being a Christian doesn't mean you lay down. It means you fight. You fight harder because you know what you're fighting for and you know who you're fighting for. You know who you belong to. You've got to be willing to admit that the left, as I have leftists who are my family members that I love. I love them so much, Mark, but I understand that the agenda that they ascribe to wants to disarm me, wants to make me powerless in the face of aggressors, robbers, rapists, assaulters, and it wants to eventually erode my rights. So you love the people, but you fight the ideology. So you, of course, you're
all right,
a member
have
of
you
the
ever
NRA,
asked them that specific stuff. Question? Have you ever asked them that specific question?
Of course.
And they subscribe to that ideology. How do they respond to you?
They always say, I don't believe in the hard left stuff. Most people that you talk to, if you talk to them one-on-one, oh my goodness, and you know they're Democrats, you say, have you heard what, you know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz or Nancy Pelosi has said about this? And they'll say, yeah, but I don't believe that. I just don't believe in supporting a party that's full of racists, that's the Republicans, or a party that's only for the rich, the Republicans. And so then you kind of get into an argument about the minutia, because there are rich people in both parties. There are racists in both parties. There are also angelic people who should probably be in heaven already in both parties. Both parties are full of all kinds of people. But the point is that it's not the people that we're worried about. It's the party platform. And the Democrats have moved so far to the left that their platform no longer reflects American values or Christian values, more importantly. And that's what you have to fight. So, you know, I don't find many people. I have found a couple, and I promise you I was shocked. But I don't find many who are willing to say, yeah, I'm for abortion on demand. Yeah, I think, an unborn child is a baby, and it needs to be killed, snuffed out, crushed, and its body parts sold for research and profit. They won't say that to your face, but they still support the party. And so you have to fight that. It's not that you're hating anyone, but you're fighting it because you understand what it means. It means no freedom. And I can't ever lay down for that.
Now, I'm glad you tied in the situation in Britain right now tied it back to the right to bear arms, because it is all tied together. It has everything to do with our gun rights. Here's a good question for you. I've been wanting to ask you this. Do you think they'll go away? Do you think if we said to Michael Bloomberg, and I already know the answer to the question, but I got to get the answer. I got to get it out of you so people can hear it. Okay, let's give you universal background checks, whatever that means to you, and let's let you take away all of our assault rifles, and we'll agree to turn them all in. Do you think they're going to go away?
No. And the other part so whenever we get into those kind of hypotheticals, Mark, and you know this, I know this is a conversation we have to have, but look, first of all, the hypotheticals are never really what they want, okay? And the second thing is, have you ever given a toddler as many cupcakes as they could eat and then offered them one more and they said, oh, no, thank you. I've had plenty. Please give that last cupcake to this child next to me. No, a toddler is going to keep eating cupcakes until they make themselves sick. And if you give them any after that, they're going to put those away and say, these are mine, and expect no one else to touch them. And this is the attitude of the left. They're not interested in whatever they've stated their goals are. Even if we said universal background checks, no more long guns, period, and only revolvers, no semi-automatic handguns, they would say, well, why do you need a revolver? You know, they have to have complete confiscation. And then what happens when it doesn't work and the criminals still have guns? They blame the victims. Well, it's your fault for X, Y, or Z. The criminals still have guns because of, you know, it's always a Republican's fault. It's always the victim's fault. It's always something like that. And that's not the point. The end goal is not the guns. The guns are the reason they can't ram through the kinds of policies that they want to ram through. The guns are the reason why we can't have open borders. Because, you know, open borders means no more America. It means anarchy. But you can't have anarchy in a country where there are twice as many guns, legally owned guns, as there are people.
And so, all right, I've got to stop you there because I hate to take a break. I wish we didn't have to do it right now. We've got one more segment with you. But that's important. Well, everything that you're saying is important because you're absolutely correct. And I would argue right now that the reason we don't have anarchy and the reason the Second Amendment is, and again, I'm going to say is, effective is because we still have it. Think about that one for just a second. Imagine life without it when you hear Stacey talking about open borders and the rest of our freedoms that are dependent on our ability to maintain and secure our right to bear arms. We'll be back and wrap up the conversation 9 years right after this. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back," and then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I want to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAOnAir.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. Go there. That's USCCAOnAir.com, and I'll see you on the radio.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
Wow, I cannot believe that this hour has flown by as fast. Well, I can. It does every day. I could go another 3 hours with you. Easy. Armed American Radio is now in its ninth year, and its 10th year now, on this ninth anniversary, technically April 26th and the 27th, but we couldn't call last week because it wasn't yet the 26th, and it's after the 26th now, so here we are, and it's a beautiful thing. And we've got another 10 years planned out for you, a whole slew of new sponsors just clamoring to get in here. We're kicking them back at the gates, but we got to get room, because everybody knows where we're at and what we're doing. And wants to support the program. And that's just absolutely huge. So make sure that you support our sponsors, please. In particular, armedandresponsible.com. That thing ends Monday at midnight. So make sure to go over there. I'd hate to see you miss out on a great free opportunity. Of course, Warfighter Tobacco. These guys are vets. Vet-owned company. They support us. We support them. If you're interested in a great cigar, Warfighter's got, oh my gosh,
five or six of them over there that are some of my favorites. Even if you're not, all of the accessories, the Pelican cases turned into humidors and everything else, really cool stuff for you. AAR is the promo code. Take 10% off over there. Survival Kit and Gear's got a promo code for us also. Mantis, the AAR is the promo code there. That's 20% off. And we've got Mantis X. We'll be talking with those guys here real soon on the program. That's the training device. It's everything. Just go look at armedandresponsible.com and armedamericanradio.com. At the bottom, you'll see all the sponsors scrolling by. Too many right now to talk about before we close out the program. But we'll spend some time with more of them on the daytime show. I'm talking with Stacy Washington. Stacy on the right. Stacy, always fun to talk with you. I want to keep moving here because, gosh, I could go with you another hour or so. You know what I love on your website?
I just want to say, remember when we saw each other last at SHOT Show, they gave me one of their cigars, and I don't smoke them, but I gave it to my father who loves smoking cigars, and right. He loved it. So that was a
and
great,
that's the thing.
Great gift. Great. Yeah, you were so nice to give me one. Yeah.
And you were sitting at the desk with us. You were on the show with me at the time that those guys were over at the table, and an awful lot of fun. You know what? I'm on your website, and I love it. By the way, it's stacyontheright.com. You can read everything about Stacy Washington. And the photographs, I think, are just the coolest things in the world. The photographs of you with the nickel AR-15s. Did the gun hurt you, by the way?
No, it didn't. It didn't jump
no?
up. And,
okay.
And you can just also, it's good to ask, and I appreciate that. I know guns do sometimes get a mind of their own, but I have a video checking on my AR-15 where I realized that I've left a couple of firearms out on the table in one of the rooms in our house, and I run in to check and see if that AR-15 is still laying there or if it has gotten up and decided to do a little something on its own. And by golly, that thing's still laying there.
Checking.
It's safe. It's safe. You guys can check that video out. It's there for you. Just to make sure that people know you can be safe. Your guns.
I've gotten emails from people who have seen me on video. I did a BBC World News interview not too long ago, a few months ago, with an AR-15 behind me that was visible on the screen that nobody caught. Nobody at BBC saw it leaning up against the wall or anything, and I would have thought for sure. Because I had a couple people that wanted me to hold up a handgun, and the producer said, no, that wouldn't be appropriate. We'd get complaints. But anyway, I've gotten emails from people that say, you know, you have your back to those AR-15s when you're on the air, you better be careful. Nonetheless, Stacy, some of the photographs of you on here are so cool. There you are. You're beautiful on America's First Freedom. You're on the cover there. The article was great. It was called Stacy on the Outs. I love that. And there you're up on Fox News, Fox and Friends, a couple photographs of you there. RT TV, there you are on NRA TV talking about issues right now that the Second Amendment Foundation is suing some parts of a city in Illinois over right now, where foster families being asked to forfeit their gun rights. Crazy lunatic stuff, man.
I'm so mad about that. Yes, yes.
You ought to be. Go ahead.
These are some of the columns that I've written for America's First Freedom and some other op-eds for Kansas City Star and other places. And the guns in the media is the piece I wrote for the Post-Dispatch that got me suspended, which caused me to terminate the relationship. And I got to say, These are not incendiary articles. There's no name calling. If you're looking for me to roast people on their looks, that doesn't happen. But they're just opinion pieces. And what's so funny to me is that if you write something about the Second Amendment specifically, I find it with pro-life too, but the Second Amendment seems to be the trigger point for liberals nowadays. All you got to do is write the truth about it. You know, NRA members are nothing like ISIS, or guns save lives, or 3.6 million defensive gun uses a year. That's CDC supported data, the largest study of its kind ever done, over 13,000 respondents, and they found 3.6 million defensive gun uses a year.
Right.
And not all of those, like hardly any of those, were where the assailant was shot. And they're hiding that information under a rug, because if America knew, if that was on the Today Show every morning for a week, and America at large knew that, gun ownership would go through the roof. And most Americans would cease to listen to the left on anything having to do with constitutional issues. That's why they got to keep that a secret. So, you know, just stay.
Well, that would blow a lot of their agenda out of the water, not just guns. They would begin. And see, that's why the media cannot tell us about the story down, and gosh, this was like one of the greatest human interest stories ever. I've repeated it many times, and you probably remember. We may have even discussed it, but we had a white cop. I hate to bring race in it, but that's just the way it is, because this is where the story should have been talked about. If it were the other way around, they would have talked about it. If they could disparage anybody, they would have. Here you had a white cop being beaten within an inch of his life on his back, Fort Myers, Florida, right off Interstate 75, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, broad daylight, by a black assailant. No one was coming to his aid. There are different angles of video shot from iPhones all over, and Samsung's not leaving you out either. Smartphones taking photos. While everybody's watching this happen, when a concealed carry permit holder exited his vehicle and said, I'm not going to let this cop die, got out, and the cop, with what would have been his last word, said, shoot him, three times, and the man fired twice. He didn't stop beating the cop. He put the gun to his head, pulled the trigger, and dropped him on the spot. It was a black man who shot the black perpetrator, trying to beat the white cop, and the mainstream media was silent. And here's why, Stace. Here's why, and you know it. If they talked about it, it destroyed every bit, if any, credibility they feel they have on the issue at all. It exposed their agenda. Done. They can't even bring the story up, and that's disgraceful.
It is. Because think about the women who, if they hadn't been discouraged from gun ownership, if they hadn't been told that guns are scary, that they might not have been raped or assaulted, or they might not have had their stalkers kill them, their ex-husband, ex-boyfriend. And this isn't about demonizing men or anything like that. It's just about the fact that we all know that guns save lives. And when I say we all know it, you know how we know it? Because Sherry Shepherd from The View said the first thing she thought when her place was broken into and her husband got up to go see what was going on is, we got nothing to defend ourselves with, so she hid behind a basket in her bedroom and yep. wished that she had a gun. So many people have said, I wished I had a gun. The guy, YouTube shooter, one of the people who was an eyewitness to that shooting said, I heard pop, 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 and I saw people running. I ran over and saw the guy with the gun, and I wished, and the woman with the gun, and I wished I had a gun. I wished in that moment I had a gun. That's what everybody wishes.
Stacey, you just nailed it. I've got it. It's a perfect place to stop. Here's something I want you to, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to take this home with you. The next time you see a crazy law where liberals are proposing making you guilty of something because your car got broken into and your unsecured or unlocked gun was taken, they're going to blame you. Look at it as this. Well, what did you expect? Your skirt was too short. Always blame the victim. That's what they do. Stacey on the right, I love you to death. I can't wait to have you back on. Thanks for being here on the 9th anniversary show. StaceyOnTheRight.com. Listen to her every single day. Everything about her is right there on her website. Thanks for joining me for the 9th anniversary here on Armed American Radio's monster broadcast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense begins again tomorrow. Until then, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.